Welcome back to Sports Day. You're listening for Red Energy, born and bred in Melbourne. That is Red Energy. David Hussey is the greater Hussey. That's what he called himself last time he was on this show, Jared.
The greater Hussey.
The greater, the better Hussey, which okay. I think we've always agreed with. But he's the coach of the Melbourne Stars, and he joins us online. Huss, welcome. In all seriousness, tough loss last night. Two derbies in, what, 5 days? You won on Sunday, and the Renegades got the chocolates last night. I'm sure you've watched the game back a couple of times since.
Yeah, good evening, Sammy. Good evening, Jared. Yeah, very, very disappointing loss, actually. Came to the game full of confidence, two wins on the bounce, and we're pretty confident going into the game. And unfortunately, we're below par, and it just shows that the competition is so close. So if you are off your game by 5 or 10%, you're generally going to lose the game. So full credit to the Renegades.
I haven't seen the ladder since the loss, but last time I looked, you jumped up from second last to about third on the ladder. Where are you now?
Yeah, so we're third. We got the bonus point last night, okay, which is handy. But the whole goal last night was if we won, we got all 4 points or even 3 points, and the bonus point loss, we were going to be outright second and pretty much heading into the finals with a lot of confidence. Mm. But now we're back in amongst the pack, and we're going to beat the Scorchers and the Sixers to probably qualify for the finals.
Where do you play Perth Saturday night?
Yeah, both at the MCG, which is handy. We play a very good brand of cricket at the MCG. We know the pitch very well, and we know the conditions and our dressing room. I think it's like a home for us and our little fortress, which is nice. But yeah, it's quite handy being back at the MCG, the home of Australian cricket.
I know you wouldn't have complained, David, but you know the importance of being back in Melbourne and you know how hard this season has been early on. But you just touched on it there. I know you had a tough loss last night, but you're still in a good position, and the importance of being back home must be huge.
Well, it's amazing. When we landed from Adelaide into Melbourne, just the glee on the boys' face is like we're actually home without being at home, if that makes sense. And I think just familiar surroundings and just knowing the MCG very, very well, I think it puts all the players' minds at ease, and they can just go out there and play an entertaining brand of cricket. And I think we showed that against the Adelaide Strikers, and hopefully we do that against the Perth Scorchers on Saturday night.
One of the big issues of the day, Scoot McClure was pretty hot on it earlier in the program, is that Cricket Australia have distanced themselves from promoting Australia Day, and yet your general manager, Nick Cummins, has told News Corp that he'll continue to promote the match as Australia Day. It's difficult when you get embroiled in political issues.
Got nothing to do with me. I'm trying to figure out how to get 15 more runs with a bat and take a few more early wickets. So, I'll leave that to the people above my pay grade. But, I just hope all the Stars fans turn out of the MCG and support us because they're the best fans in the land.
He's too smart, Jared, you see. He's just too smart. You just let the cobblers cobble. Remember Ross Lyon?
I liked it. I think ultimately that's the only position a coach could take unless he wanted to get himself embroiled in the big fight that no doubt will unfold.
Hey, David, you know you've probably been asked this before, but I'm always fascinated with the shortest form of the game in cricket, and given that you guys are playing, you know, sometimes 2-3 times a week, how do you deal with form? Like, you were in a really good spot until you lost last night. What was the message last night? Are you a sprayer? Are you quiet after a loss?
I'm probably more quiet and reserved and very much a one-on-one man manager that way, but I generally ask the players their questions about whether they were disciplined enough to stick to their batting or bowling plans, whichever player it is, and generally get some feedback. And therefore, you got some accountability there as well. But last night, just sort of questioned the batting group, that were we at our best? Were we switched on? Did complacency play a role in the game? Because we believe that our skill sets outmatches the Renegades, but unfortunately didn't show on the night. All beaten by one hell of an innings by a young, very talented young Victorian kid in Mackenzie Harvey.
Do you think Glenn Maxwell should be in the Australian Test too?
On record, I said it probably about a month ago that, he should be batting number six. He can catch it slip. He bowls pretty good off spinners, and he can bat. So him sliding at number six, what he would do is actually be an entertaining player, but also can score very, very quick runs, and which gives the bowlers more time to rest. And therefore, I think Cummins, Hazelwood, Stark and Lyon desperately need some rest. So therefore, I think Glenn's one of the better red ball cricketers going around, red ball batters going around, and can counter-attack. So, I would definitely be in the consideration to play Test match cricket again.
Well, maybe the selectors will take a leaf out of what they saw from the young guys playing for India, who basically It was said to us by an Indian commentator as the victory runs were scored, it was a win for the IPL.
Chetan
basically said that the experience they have in the IPL has enabled them just to stay calm, stay cool. Don't worry about if the run rate gets out a little bit, because as long as you've got wickets in hand, you're still a chance. And to me, you know, Maxwell should not be closeted as a white ball cricketer.
I couldn't agree with you more, Jared. I think that's bang on. But also, don't forget the IPL has the best of the best international players as well. So their international players are going to give their IP to the young Indian players coming through. And I really enjoyed watching Rishabh Pant play. He took the game up to the Australians and fought them. He almost played like an Australian-like innings to win the Test match. It was fantastic to watch. It was actually hard to watch being an Australian fan, but it was good to watch as a cricket fan.
David, great to have you on. Pardon me. Good luck against Perth on Saturday night, and looking forward to seeing the Stars in the finals.
Much appreciated. Yeah, hang with us.
David Hussey there.
We'll do the hanging. You do the bowling and the catching.
David Hussey, the Stars coach. This is Sports Day. More coming up right after this.